I was just called a 10-year-old, and the teacher used to get the lads to bully me, or and some of the other lads as well. And one of the best-dressed lads in the class used to go around and smell it over all the lads, and used to pick your sleeve up off on your coat, and he'd smell it, and he'd say, "Oh, he smells today," and this sort of thing. And so the teacher said, "Get us on the platform at the front, three or four of us, you know." And then they used to say, "Which one smells worse?" And this lad said, and he picked on me because we weren't very well off. My dad had had an accident at the pit, and there was about five of us in the family. And they said, "Right, next day," he said, "I want you to come clean and whatever." Well, I couldn't. I used to go back in school next day with the same clothes on. And he got these two lads out of the classroom. They fetched a big bucket of water, and he said to me, "Get down on your knees. I want you to put your head in this bucket of water." Well, I used to suffer with bronchitis and asthma, and I said, "No, I'm not going to do it." And he got these two lads, and they bent me down, and they held my head, shoved my head in this bucket of water, and held it down till I couldn't breathe. And that's the sort of thing he did. And he said, "Well, being as you know, didn't want to do it," he said, "next day, has anybody got boxing gloves?" And some lads said they'd got boxing gloves. So he said, "Tomorrow we're going to have a boxing match." And so he got me on the stage the next day with another lad, and he said, "Get these boxing gloves on." And I said, "No, I'm not, I don't want to fight." And this other lad put his boxing gloves on, and he started hitting me about the head and that sort of thing, you know. That's the sort of what went off.
What a vile, sadistic moron your teacher was.
He was, and he used to get another lad to look through on a stool, look through the door above the glass pane at the top in case anybody was coming to warn them that what was, you know, and that's what they used to do. And you know, and it was awful.
Did this man ever get found out by the other teachers?
No, he never got found out.
What a cretin. Is he dead?
Oh, I think he must be now, because yeah. I mean, I'm 75, and that's the sort of thing he did, and it was terrible.
You know, that is, I mean, today I would imagine he would probably find himself in prison.
He would have been in prison, yeah. And the headmaster, I went very well, and the nurse used to come now and again to check me over. And I remember being in the passageway, and the headmaster said to me, come in the room and wait for the nurse to come. And he sat me on his knee, and he used to mess about. That was the headmaster, you know.
Sorry.
He used to feel up my trousers, you know. I mean, I'd only got little short trousers on, and he used to put his hand up my legs.
Did you ever tell anybody?
No, I didn't, no. Because my mother took me to school one day, and then the teacher had me up again, and he said, "Your mother's having a child. What are you going to do about it?" And I didn't know what it meant. And he'd seen my mother bring me to school, so he must have seen she was pregnant, you see. But we didn't understand things then. And I said, he said, you've got two or three in your family now. So I went home and told my mother, and she didn't take much notice. I said, "The teacher told me off because you're having a child, like," and I didn't know whether she was or not, you know. And that's the sort of thing he did.
The headmaster, you're saying, sexually abused you?
Yes, he kept putting, yeah. Then we went to school, and there was a teacher there, and I weren't very clever at drawing and that, and he used to get me and another lad to sit back at night, so he'd say, "I'm going to show you how to go on." And he sat in between us, and he used to put his hands up my leg, and his other hand was up this other lad's leg, and he used to do it regular. You know, he used to do that regular, this teacher. And that's what went on. That's what they did, and they just got away with it, because we didn't say nothing, you know what I mean?
Without wishing you, and I don't wish you to, for your sake, to have to go into any more details, did what they did to you get any worse than that?
Sometimes it did,
Okay.
So, but that's what I've had to live with all these years, you know what I mean?
Have you ever told anybody?
Well, I told the doctors, and I went to the hospital and saw the psychiatrist, and I told him about it and things, you know what
I mean? You had psychiatry?
Well, I went and told him about it, and that, you know, it was just because I...
How's it affected you?
Well, it's never gone away.
You still think about it?
No, it's never gone away.